who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. In the name of the Father, and of his Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I remember some time ago I was pointed to a commencement speech for some university that a famous football coach was giving, and probably was only an excerpt because it was probably about 4 or 5 minutes excerpt, but this was from a speech given by a retired famous college football coach by the name of Lou Holtz, and he had served as the head coach at Notre Dame University, and as you know, it's a big football college, and for at least many years ago, it was considered the apex or the acme of coaching for a Catholic. If he could get the coaching, head coaching job at Notre Dame University, that was like the ultimate in opportunity for a Catholic man to be the head coach there. And he had, it was quite humorous, and but he was getting in a lot of good points. And there's one particular phrase that really struck me, and he'd said it in passing, but it says a great deal. He says, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I'm sure he used that thought to often motivate himself because, well, in the coaching realm, there are some really, really good coaches, and then there's good coaches, and then there's average coaches, and then there's the bad coaches, the really poor ones. But there's a lot in the mediocre category. And what he, and I'm sure he used that phrase to keep motivating himself because he had achieved a very high level of success. But he kept telling himself, if I'm not growing, I'm dying. Now we know, of course, that physically that will happen to us one day. We will die. That's not something we can obviate or remove from our lives. One day God will call us. We know not the day nor the hour. It may be in 2020. We always have to be ready. But the real danger, as I could see from this motivating commencement speech address he was giving, is we can never reach the point where we say, it's good enough. Because as soon as we say that, we start going down. It's the law of gravity, you might call it. It's in the physical realm, but it's in everything else. And it's especially true in the spiritual realm. We are always going to have to combat gravity. We always have to be concerned about the danger of complacency. And even for those that have achieved a great deal, the danger of complacency is no less real for them as it would be for those that aren't doing that well or aren't even average or are average or are mediocre. So a surefire way to become mediocre is to say, it's good enough. Because then we start dying. So this fits in, of course, perfectly with what the gospel teaches us in the spiritual realm. And the Imitation of Christ has an excellent chapter on this. And I'm going to just read a couple of excerpts. Chapter 19 from book 1. I know it's directed towards religious especially, but this is true for everybody. This is true for everyone because no one is not at risk for starting to fail spiritually. The life of a Christian ought to be adorned with all virtues that he may be inwardly what he outwardly appears. We ought daily to renew our vows and to kindle our hearts to zeal as if each day were the first day of our conversion and to say, "Help me, O God, in my good resolutions and in thy holy service, and grant that this day I may make a good beginning, for hitherto I have done nothing." So that's the suggestion there for all of us, to start off every day with a good resolution, ask God to accept it, and to make a good beginning. We have to make a good beginning every day. As we know, New Year's Day is all about, or so often, all about the resolutions, making resolutions. And again, what a motivating thought that can be. If I'm not going to grow this day spiritually, I'm going to be dying this day spiritually. There has to be those positive steps that I'm going to be taking today, positive things. Paragraph 2, according to our resolution, so is the rate of our progress, and much diligence is needful for him who would make good progress. This is my favorite sentence of the whole chapter 19. For if he who resolves bravely oftentimes falls short, how shall it be with him who resolves rarely or feebly? In other words, we are going to fail. Gravity. It pulls us down. We're going to fail in our good resolutions. But the point is to always keep making lots of resolutions. Keep resolving, keep striving, never give up. Again, if you're not growing, you're dying. So the issue at hand here, of course, is going to be discouragement. And that's always going to be the biggest factor in resolutions not being kept, because there's that failure. There's a failure rate. But the point is, so what? It doesn't matter how many times we failed. Keep resolving. We don't do ourselves any favors by saying, what's the point of resolving? Look at how many times I've failed. So we then stop doing it. No. Throughout 2020, every day, renew your resolutions. Don't renew a lot of them or a whole bunch of them. That's a sure recipe for failure. Because then we're aiming at too many targets. We have a lot better focus, a lot better lasering in on what we need to accomplish when there's a fewer number of practical resolutions. Even if it's just a couple, even if it's just one, keep renewing it. So I wish you many blessings on this first day of the year. By God's grace, hopefully we'll reach the last day of this year, and may it be a year of great spiritual growth. Remember the danger of complacency, mediocrity. As soon as we think that we don't need to keep striving in some way, then we start going downhill. I'm sure that this coach, Lou Holtz, would, you know, even when he was retired, he no longer had to strive for goals insofar as being an instructor, a coach, a teacher. But in his own personal life, it never stops. God's only going to give us so much time. What will we do with it? Let us store up great treasure in heaven. Remember our Blessed Mother. She is our She's in charge of our spiritual growth. We are her children, especially if you have consecrated yourself to Jesus through Mary. Be docile to her. She is going to help you grow through all the circumstances of daily life. She wants to make you into her beloved Son Jesus so that he will more and more come down into our hearts.